Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Conway applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gettle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Fleming trying to get to home. Appling throws to Dickey who tags Fleming for the out. Hegan moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. Metkovic moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walesa throws the ball into Michaels, who tags Seary trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Metkovic scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seary. Philly reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-2 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-3 in the game. Peck is hit by the pitch. Dale Mitchell pinch runs for Hal Peck. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siri strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Pat Siri now playing right field. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Frank Papish. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Wright goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conway bunts towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Keltner moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-3 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Keltner. Hegan moves to third. Conway moves to second. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gettle. Walesa moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.